Have you ever had such a horrible day that you just want a do-over? In this episode, we are going to discuss Another Day, Another Chance.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, Felice Skirwitz here. This is an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. And this is episode 20. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. And I want to thank today's sponsor, which is Kiwi Company. Kiwi Co., K-I-W-I-C-O, has a wonderful freebie for you. If you just listen in a few minutes, you can get a free kit, try it out, and see if you want to give it as a gift anytime. Great gift for kids 2 to 16. All right, well, I know I've wanted a do-over. I've had such horrible days that all I wanted to do was go to bed and just couldn't handle it. And I know we all have, right? You know, living life, it's, you know, some days are great, some days not so much. And, you know, it's but by the grace of God that we can, you know, get through the day sometimes. And so I wanted to talk about that because that was something our pastor said this past Sunday that really resonated with me. And he said, you know, guess what? There's tomorrow. You know, God willing, and by the grace of God, if we make it another day, there's always tomorrow. And, you know, I love sermons that deal with, you know, how would you live today if this was the last day of your life? And we should always live each day as if it is the last day. But I'm really talking about a day that, you know, goes horribly and it's not the way you expected. And, you know, how are you going to make it to the next day? So that's what I wanted to explore today. I wanted to explore what happens when, you know, things are out of our control and we can only cope by the grace of God. So, I wanted to start with a children's song, and no, I'm going to spare you. I'm not going to sing, but as I was praying about this episode, this came to me, and it's a song, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." Every single day, even those horrible days, the Lord is in control. The Lord has got this. Nothing is a surprise to God. He doesn't, you know, look at us and say, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was going to happen in their lives. He knows. He knows. And that's the thing that, you know, we don't know. But that's why we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's Matthew 6:33. That's why, you know, whatever we do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, Colossians 3:23. You know, these are scriptures that can become our life scriptures. They can become our life scriptures and they can help us. They can help us. And, you know, even when everything is going well, you know, we don't know what the day is going to bring. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." We don't know. And we have to rely on faith, don't we? But God is a God of second chances. God allows things in our life that make us better people. We are better people for the hardships in our life. It's like that movie that you watch and you're thinking, gosh, something's just missing here. And, you know, what's missing is the problem. Why do you think, you know, television series fall apart when the two people that are love interests the entire series and never, you know, get together, they finally get married at the end and everybody's all excited and there's a wedding, and then the show falls apart because all of that tension is gone, all of the problems are gone, and then it just kind of gets boring, right? And real life, you know, a good life or real life is boring. It's nothing that anybody would want to sit and watch. But life also brings with it its challenges and its hardships. And God gives us that second chance if we've messed up or if someone else has messed up in our lives. You know, we pray to forgive them. I did a podcast on forgiveness, and that is so important. And we have to remember that nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. Nothing that we ask Him, nothing that we pray about, nothing is impossible for God. When my kids were little and they would say, well, how do we know that God hears our prayers? And I would say that He always hears our prayers. And He answers it, yes, no, or not right now. And that's what we do with our children, if you have kids, right? You know, sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's not right now. And those days when everything seems to fall apart, it's one of those days where it may be no, or it may be not right now. I remember a friend shared that she suffered from bulimia, and it's an eating disorder. And, you know, she would just continuously pray, Lord, take it from me. Lord, take it from me. But there's so much more to situations and healings than we understand. We don't know the mind of God. We're not God, right? And we don't know why a person could pray, Lord, take that from me, and it would immediately be gone. And for others, it takes time. It takes learning through the issue. And the good news is my friend was healed. And she's been healed for, you know, probably 30 years now or more. So praise God for that. And God does hear our prayers. He does. And when we come back after this quick commercial break, we're going to discuss a scripture that I love. And everything is a gift from God. We'll be right back. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I discovered KiwiCo monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math accessible, and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorites are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. KiwiCrate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinkers. I couldn't agree more with her mission, and I'm excited to offer you a chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids ages 2 to 16, and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Hey everyone, and welcome back. So everything is a gift from God. Ecclesiastes 5:18 says, behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun, the few days of his life that God has given him, for this is his lot. And here we hear how even work should be enjoyment because it is a gift from God. Everything is a gift from God. If we looked at things as a gift from God, even those horrible days, if we're thankful for, you know, I mean, my kids, we go around the room and we pray and we talk about what we're thankful for. And one of my kids will say, I'm just thankful that the day is over. But at least he's thankful, right? And while we need to find something each day that we can be thankful for, sometimes that's just the best we can do. And so, you know, we continue on and we praise God because guess what? Tomorrow's another day. Faith takes trust. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Praise God. Praise God that we have faith, that faith is also a gift from God, that he will make our path straight, that every day is a new day. And no matter how bad the day is or how you've messed up in some way, we can go to the Lord, we can repent, we can ask for forgiveness, and we can rejoice that tomorrow is a new day. And we can rejoice and be glad. Let's pray. We praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for this time, Lord, to concentrate on the now, to concentrate on the fact that you've given us a new day. Every day, a do-over, a day that we can turn to you first thing in the morning before our feet hit the ground and praise you and thank you, Lord, for the day. We thank you for every day, Lord, even those really bad days, because we know and we trust and we love and we know that you have our best interests at heart. So, Lord, I pray for those who are listening. I pray that you bless them, provide for them, give them every good grace. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.